You or your brother?
Yes.
I'm pleased that he did.
I can remember my father killing a deer on that, no, right before on that place he killed it.
Huh. Were they thick here in the early days?
No, not very thick. That's the only one we saw. And then I can remember him killing prairie chickens. One morning we were eating breakfast and he heard one, you know, they make a noise. And he went out and killed it, the prairie chicken.
Huh.
And in those days, quails were so numerous. He would come in with 50. And we practically lived. They were our nice meat, those quails.
Oh my, aren't they though?
And he'd hang them up in the smokehouse by their heads.
Uh-huh.
And when we wanted to eat, we'd just go there and pull them off and dress them then. They'd freeze out there.
Uh-huh.
I think the winters were colder in those days.
Boy.
Nowadays, I think they would be thawed and spoiled, don't you?
Yeah, our winters, thank goodness, aren't severe. I didn't like last winter, though.
No.
You're mentioning quail reminds me of my wife's uncle when he grew up, lived in Sayre.
Yeah.
And he used to make his spending money by shooting quail and taking them to the restaurant. They gave him a nickel apiece.
Yeah.
This was a good thing. It kept him out of mischief.
You mean you asked me questions?
No. We just visit. well, I ask you questions such as, what do you call rooms in your house, or what rooms do you have in your house?
Yeah.
And what ones do you have?
Here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this house was built in 1914.
Hmm.
We lived in the little log house out there. That's the old place I came here in 1907. Right there, and that's the way it looked. That house was...
Oh, the upper one with the snow?
Uh-huh, that's the log house there. And that's the barn, same barn as out there now. Only my husband covered with tin.
Hmm.
And that's the place I came to in 1907 when we married.
I bet I know who painted that picture.
Roger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, he does very, very well, doesn't he?
Yes, he sure did. He just had, I got a little Kodak, 3.5 by 4.5 in 1909, and I made that picture. And we would develop them ourselves, you see, a little Eastman Kodak. I have it yet today, and it makes good pictures.
Well,
that we
goodness.
Paid $3 for. A little box Kodak. And I made that picture, and he painted it from it. That's the way it looked. And that pump, that well, it was right out here, right in front of the house.
Hmm.
That's a log house, and it's still out here, this log house is, covered with weatherboarding.
Hmm. Weatherboarding. Are those,
uh-huh.
those
yeah.
are up and down or
no,
sideways?
No, sideways.
Uh-huh.
Siding. That was just two-room house, and then I had uh-huh. three children born in that house. And I fed... You know, in those days, we'd have 16 men when we thrashed.
Yeah.
And I'd feed them in the... We'd cook on the wood, on a wood-burning stove.
I'll write things down as we go along.
Yeah.
Now, these things that I write down are back here. Some. This looks awfully big, by the way, but as you can see, there's not much on any one page. There's a lot of space here. How did you heat your house?
How did we now?
How did you heat it then?
Well, we just had with wood, blackjack, just wood that my husband would cut.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we had a little heating stove, and it we kept real warm. At home, I'll tell you, all we had, there was 9 in our family, and all we had at home was a fireplace and a kitchen range.
Hmm.
A fireplace. And we children all slept upstairs without any heat at all. And we were real healthy.
Boy, it was hard to get out in the morning, though, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
You get it. What did you have on your beds?
Well, my mother made comforters. We had wool blankets.
These were the thick ones with cotton inside?
Yes, cotton. Mm-hmm.
Did she make any of those that she had designs stitched on?
Oh, yes. She had.